There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome to the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard with you here on Labor Day. Hope everybody had a terrific weekend and a start to the football season coming up. Over the next 3 hours, we do have former longtime NFL executive Michael Lombardi on the show. That's in 1 hour from right now. A Super Bowl pick. How about a week one survivor pick from Michael in that time? And Nick Bogdanovich, longtime Vegas odds maker, bookmaker, now with Circus Sports, going to be in studio in an hour and 45 minutes. So much to go over with him from the college football weekend, including some of the opening numbers here at Circa when they did it yesterday at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. And what a way to cap off the college football weekend last night at the Superdome with LSU and Florida State. And if you missed it, if you didn't stay up late because it was a long game, the ending to that was, I think, actually more ridiculous or crazier than the App State North Carolina finish. And it's going to take a lot. Look, there's a lot of season, obviously, but it's going to take a lot to beat that ending because, Paulie, the money line, the total, the spread, everything was up in the air. And I'm trying to, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
At the very end.
Yeah, you fumble from the one, you get to wrap the game up, and then LSU goes down the field. And every year we come in here, and I can't believe it, but somehow kickers get worse. As I said last week at Extra Points at Adventure, and you have East Carolina, you have LSU now, where you can't even make an extra point. They had another field goal blocked earlier, but fiasco with the special teams. And I mean, if Florida State would have lost that game, I mean, you want to talk about win probability when you're up 7 at the 1 yard line with less than 2 minutes and you fumble, then they go down the field to tie it. And this just almost tied. This just in, Daniels is going to run. I mean, that was the key to their offense the whole game. But fantastic finish. Unbelievable. I mean, you're right. Between the App State game, that's what's so great about college football. You can't look away from two games at the same time, and they're completely different sports. App State and the Iowa debacle.
Oh, yeah. Totally different.
Yes.
One game is 3-3. Then because of a safety, it goes to 5-3. Yeah. Then another safety makes it 7-3. But I thought that was like almost equally dramatic as the App State North Carolina game, because it's like the next score here is going to win this game. And it was a defensive battle. But the poor kid who the special teams last night for LSU, again, just horrible. the kid that fumbled the punt with 2 minutes to go at the 10-yard line.
Yep.
Feel bad for him today. But then why are you pitching the ball at the 1-yard line? Why are you pitching the ball? That's like, to me, that's second behind going shotgun on fourth and goal at the 1-yard line.
Saw plenty of that.
Too. Oh, we did. Yeah. No, that's never going to, not going to go away, evidently.
Uh-huh.
But that had to happen. And then, they fumble it. LSU recovers. They go 99 yards. But that the long review on the tight end across the middle, and I thought it was a good job by the officials determining that his left knee, in fact, did hit the ground before he got out of bounds. But then I'm wondering, how come no running clock? They got a free play. Did they just change the rules for that at the end of the game last night? That's supposed to be a running clock. When they put 2 seconds back on the clock, like it starts to tick. You guys got to go right now to get that playoff. And then, of course, I mean, with the special teams and how they looked last night for LSU, at the second they scored, snap call Brian Kelly. Going for one. Come on, get out there. I'm just like, dude, come on. End the game. Yep. Go for two.
Yep.
Don't take the chance. Keep the right now, they just your offense just went 99 yards in a minute 25 with two timeouts. There's a really good chance you're gonna 50% probability. I'm gonna bump it up a little bit the way Florida State's defense was going at
house
that
money
point.
There. You're playing with house money.
Yeah.
Yeah, no business being in that position. Go get it and go for the win. And I'm not just saying that because of what happened with the kick. But I would like to see it be refreshing now if someone just says, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm not gonna kick. I'm not kicking field goals, I'm not kicking extra points, I'm going for two. I thought the App State thing was refreshing. The kid blew the throw. He's wide open. I mean, the guy's wide open for the 2-point try. Yeah, sure.
That's probably the game.
Yeah, right. And the other thing is they trot out these kickers like Tucker's on the team. Like, 48 yards, no problem, automatic. I'll pass on 4th and 3. I'm not going to go for it and be aggressive, even though it's a high-scoring game. Send the guy out there, and he's not even close.
We saw it right away on Thursday night last week with the real week one openers. It's like, really? We waited all offseason to come back, and we have coaches on 4th and 2 deep inside opponent's territory? Get out there, guys. Go kick a field goal. Put it on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, it's automatic, huh? Okay, very cool. I'm glad that you think it is.
Iowa punted 4th and 3 from the 37.
That's what they're going to do. The field position game, right?
Oh, my God.
Did you notice this, by the way? A lot of people had a problem with the App State coach going for two. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That clearly was the play in that game.
Yes.
To go for two. And you're exactly right. Bryce.
Beautiful plays. Wide open. He rushed the throw.
Bingo.
It happens, right? Well, the other thing is, how do you score 40 points in the fourth quarter at home and lose? That's another one.
That's probably the question of the weekend.
But that game had everything. And then you want to talk about bad coaching. How does the kid not know to fall down on the onside kick? Lay down, the game's over.
Live, in real time, I'm watching. I'm just like screaming, dude, get down.
Oh, I can't believe they don't know this. That he wasn't coached to do that. Who knows if he went rogue? But come on, you fall down, the game's over. You gave App State life. Ridiculous he did that.
Yep.
Playing hero ball.
Good weekend. Tons of games. You got to love the college football slate, man. So many games to go over. The Georgia performance was something else.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man, that was men amongst boys.
Yep. That was incredible. It's not fair if Bennett plays like that. Not fair. Now, Oregon might lose 6 games. So that's these preseason polls, you can go pound sand with this. But to never be in the game and to look like that, the thing's over in the second quarter, yes, that's scary.
Can I actually say this? I want to get your thoughts on this real quick. So I made a case last week, and I bet it was a loser for me. Plenty of losers this weekend. A ton of bets that I made. But Oregon first half was no good. I actually don't think Oregon first half was like the worst bet I've ever made. And I say that because they were driving the ball the first drive. Bo Nix had his running back, their intended receiver, wide open. You catch that ball, it's the first down, the drive's going to continue. Is that a true freshman who made a play for that INT? That was a degree of difficulty that's a 10 out of 10. He's going back like this. The athleticism, oh my God, how good. Just put him in the top 10 right now in the NFL whenever he comes out based on that play. It was ridiculous. So that was an amazing play. They had another turnover. Like, they were actually driving the ball on Georgia's defense, but they only came in with 3 points. The problem was the Oregon every time Bennett dropped back to pass, and we are at a good point by our producer Dustin over the weekend. This is the best tight end room we've seen in college football since Miami in the early 2000s. They have absolute freaks everywhere. They just jump off the screen. But he has so many weapons at tight end. You saw that Ferguson kid who played high school ball out here. I mean, he leaps over a defender. He breaks like two other tackles. Like, ho-hum, not a big deal. But where was the Oregon defense? Every time Bennett dropped back to pass, here's a guy wide open by 12 yards. Here's another guy, 25 of 31. It was so easy for Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy, are they good.
Like they said after the game, we have better players. Yeah, and Oregon's got a long way to go. But the other thing is we have to stop this SEC domination. It's probably not going to happen with how good Georgia and Alabama are. But you also got to win some of these close games. And that's you can't help these teams out. Utah had no business losing that game.
I would agree.
I mean, number one, the kid's in. I don't know how that wasn't a touchdown. The kid's in for a touchdown. And then Rising throws the interception. Worst case there, you go to overtime. But it's a beautiful drive. He played well. And then just the interception.
I don't know. Like, where did that INT come from, by the way?
I don't know. It was a hell of a play by the kid. And then Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati dominated the first half. And they were losing by two touchdowns.
Yep.
They ran 16 plays in Arkansas territory in the first half. Didn't score. Blocked field goal. They're driving early on. Horrible interception. Gets returned deep in their own territory. That leads to points. And then Bryant finally got comfortable in the second half and made some nice throws. But that's you can't lose that game. I mean, you should have had the lead at halftime. You're down two scores.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you can't help them out. And I know the other stuff, the SEC's off to a good start. But it's refreshing when you saw this tweet about what they've done against the Pac-12. It was refreshing for a change to read the comments. Well, look where the games are being played. Why are you helping them out? Number one, the Pac-12 does it to themselves with how they schedule. But number two, look where all the games are being played. How about you come to the West Coast?
Yeah,
Florida's doing that, as understand.
They are,
the game next year is in Salt Lake.
Right.
But this is, I mean, look where the games are being played every single year. Don't help them out. Make it hard on them.
Yeah, I will say that was actually pretty refreshing, though. And, you know, Utah and Cincinnati, I'll give them full marks. I mean, you're exactly right. Both teams could have won those games. But that was both of those games were such a better watch. And I'm not saying this because Georgia blew out Oregon. Enough with the neutral site games. Play these home-and-homes across the country. And hopefully we're going to get that now a little bit more. And we have over the years of certain programs. But everybody needs to do this now that we're going to get a 12-team playoff.
Yep.
You have to do it.
That's the best part about it.
That game in the Swamp on Saturday night was as good as it gets.
Yep.
It was phenomenal. And down to the stretch, playmaking, tons of yards, quarterback play. Again, I don't know how Rising, that decision at the very end was weird to me with how well he played. Richardson was nuts. That two-point conversion that he made, mm-hmm. the double twirl to find the open receiver. What a game that was. But we need more of that. We need these teams. To go to the one in Atlanta and play Georgia and Oregon is just pointless. Why? Have them go play between the hedges and then return the favor and go to Autzen.
Yep.
That's the way it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're going to get that this weekend. Alabama's going to go to Texas. Okay, good. They're still going to win by three, four touchdowns, whatever.
Good, but he never does it.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah,
right, right. We need absolutely
two non-conference road wins in 15 years. I mean,
Yep. The Georgia scored a touchdown in the first seven possessions of the game. First seven.
Oh. God.
And they converted their first nine third downs, six for six in the red zone.
Bama covers, USC covers, Texas covers, Oklahoma covers, Michigan covers.
Yeah.
That was bloody early on.
It really was.
What happened? And guess what? How about Alabama? Is anyone better than Saban about knowing just to kill the clock and go home? Utah State and under second half.
Okay.
There you go.
So I had that circled, right? I'm watching that game.
Yep.
And if it goes to halftime 34-0, I think they bumped that second half total up because I was going to bet under like 28.5.
Uh-huh.
But because they scored again, they made it 24. Halftime was 24. Right. I'm like, I'm not going to bet under 24.
Yep.
Still stayed under.
Oh.
No problem.
Well, two touchdowns right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't score the rest of the way.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out the daily specials at BetRivers.com. Opening numbers this week in college football up next. How bad is this once proud program if they're catching this many points on Saturday? Yikes. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, Rams-Bills coming up on Thursday. Kickoff football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. It's your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, props, house specials, and more. Every week, BetRivers has great football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, so the week two numbers here in college football, the openers from yesterday. And by the way, there's a really cool show here on VSiN on Sundays called College Lines Revealed with Jonathan Von Tobel. So that's at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 Pacific. 11 Pacific is when the lines are actually opening up here where we broadcast from at Circa. And Alabama takes on Texas. This is in Austin coming up. It's a weird start, local time. Early in the day, I was hoping this was going to be a night game, but I did bet this game right away when they opened the numbers. I thought it was going to be 21, maybe 21 and a half. So when Bama opened up 18 here at Circa, I bet that the total was 59 and a half on the opener. Now they're up to 20 and 61 and a half. 20 points on the road against Texas.
Yeah, Utah State, it's not a garbage program. I mean, again, they won the Mountain West last year, mm-hmm. and look what they did to them. I mean, it's just, it's an embarrassment of riches. It's a rebuilding year last year, but it's funny said. So, yeah, the poor kid for Texas, they tow his car.
Right, I know.
Give him a break. But that's, yeah, God.
So.
Maybe Sark can keep it close, but I doubt it. I mean, what point should be, how's that staying under? That's the other thing.
I really wanted to bet the over, too, but I thought the number was going to actually be right around 60 when they open it up. So I didn't bet that, but I had 21 on this game, and so if it was going to be below that and it was at 18, yeah. I had to bet it with Alabama. We'll see here. I mean, this last week I had bets coming out of my ears. I had so many of them from during the summer months, and I had like an average of, I don't know, 2.5-3 points per CLV, closing line value, and I had a bad weekend. It doesn't matter, some of these bets that I had and the lines that moved for me. And a bunch of them were losers.
Yeah.
So
here's another one. It's on.
You know what? It's like our buddy Brad Powers, who comes on every Thursday. He tweeted this out over the weekend. He bet Texas State plus 10.5.
Yep.
Against Nevada. What'd they close at?
Two.
2-point favorite.
Yep.
Okay. He lost by double digits. He goes, there's no blocks don't exist. Clearly, they never do. But yeah, I'll take my chances with Saban in this offense.
I just hope it's close at halftime. That's all. I mean, that's again. This is on Adam Kramer, who works for VSiN. It is the college football guide, top 10 must-see games. Well, here's your third one on the top 10, and look at a point spread.
Yep.
So you saw what happened with the Georgia game, and at least Ohio State, Notre Dame was competitive, but we'll see what transpires here, and we'll also see if they have a huge lead and shut it down in the second half as well. I mean, they could have scored 70 on Utah State if they won. They took it easy on them.
Yep. That's a great angle, right? Bama first half.
Sure.
You know, it was for many, many years, and then come back and bet the under, maybe the other team for the second half. Got there in week one. I find this might be my favorite game of the entire weekend. Well, there are a bunch, but Tennessee's at Pittsburgh. The Volunteers open up 5, 68.5. They're on the road up to 6.5.
Yeah, well, that's high. I like them, though. I just revenge angle after what happened last year, return the favor, see if they can win on the road. And they got the win, but they were fortunate. The pick, I think Tennessee will be able to move it on them. And like you said, how they play at warp speed, too.
How good is Florida at Tennessee in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
That's on the 24th. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that game.
Yes.
How about this? Baylor at how good is this game?
Yes, very. The night session's awesome. Baylor at BYU, good on them, good job. Oregon State, Fresno State, and Miss State, Arizona. Yeah. I believe Arizona's win total was 2.5. They beat San Diego State.
Routed San Diego State.
Yeah, how about that?
And here's the difference now. That game opened up Miss State 7 here at Circa, another book across the country, 14.5. And I had my eye on that one. I was hoping that Circa was going to open up like above 10, and they didn't. So I never bet 7 because I wanted to grab Arizona. But 14.5 would have been an autoplay on that bet.
Body clock game. That's what it's an 11 o'clock start for Miss State.
It is,
on their body clock.
Yep.
And you got BYU, Baylor, great matchup, ranked opponents, tough place to play.
Now, do you agree with the line move? BYU opened up 1. It got to 3.5 for a couple of minutes yesterday. Now they're down to, you're seeing 2.5 here at Circa 3.
Yeah.
In the game.
Quarterback was great. I know Chris Felica tweeted about this too. There was the South Florida first quarter. I mean, they weren't ready to play. 28-0. The North Carolina fourth quarter.
Yep.
There was another doozy in there. I think someone had an atrocious third quarter. But, it's a lot of respect for him. But I would take BYU. Yeah. Great night slate.
How about the back-to-back here for the Gators? Both games in the swamp. Open up against Utah. Now they get Kentucky. Now,
This one I don't agree with. Too high. Too much respect.
Too much respect for
Florida. Yeah.
Okay, well, it opened 7.
Yeah.
Opened 7 down to 4, 4.5.
Yeah, that's too high. Richardson was great, but again, Utah should have won that game. Utah, you're inside the 5-yard line twice. You come away with no points.
We'll see.
So now, you're off this high now, right? You beat a top 10 team, and now you got another ranked opponent coming to town.
Yep.
And you also like the fact that Kentucky didn't play well.
That was tied at halftime.
Yeah, right. Miami of Ohio took money in that game.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but that's a pretty significant move right there for Florida at home to move a full field goal now from a touchdown down to 4. Anyway, where we're at, how about this now? USC at Stanford, game 2 for Lincoln Riley. Well, that was fun,
good start. Yep. Most points since 2008. Get out, Helton. There you go. Yep.
There you go.
Thank God.
They open up 12, 63.5. They're down to, you're looking at 9 on the board. Shop around here. I see it in 8 as well. USC 8 against Stanford. David Shaw can be tricky at times. He's also the most conservative head coach in the history of mankind, which is absolutely, infuriating. But what a start there from Caleb Williams. Addison had a couple of touchdowns.
Yep.
I think they had, 3 pick sixes in the game? Is that what it was? For USC and the team speed, which has never been a problem for the Trojans. I mean, it just was like they were zipping all over the field on Saturday. But that was refreshing to watch.
They know we'll know more Saturday night, but it appears to be a 10-win team, it looks like.
That
guy's a great. That guy's a very good coach.
Yep. I did not grab anything here in this game, but I'm not surprised that Stanford moved down from 12-8 here.
Yep. How good was Houston and San Antonio? Right.
Houston extremely fortunate to win the game.
Great game. Yep. And it goes to triple overtime, and they win. And now how about that twofer? Now you got to go to Texas Tech, the only team that beat you in the regular season last year. So now they got to do this again. So that Toon, very good quarterback. Some of the plays he made on the late drive and in overtime. Awesome.
Well,
how good that guy played. Red Bull vodka for Holgorsen afterwards. He tweeted, good for him. But kickers were good in that game, too. What an environment as well with San Antonio. But it's hard to do again. That's why don't help out the SEC. It is many people have said this, but they're right. Toughest thing to do in sports is win a road game in college basketball, college football.
Yeah.
You just see what it's like. Look at the humidity, the travel. Rabid fan bases, and now this is going to be a tough test for Houston, too. But you even saw how crazy San Antonio was.
I was very surprised at how poor and what the offense looked like for Houston.
Oh, it struggled.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But for Toon to convert that long conversion, because that's more on that coming up in about 10 minutes here, but the two-point conversion fest that we have after we go to beyond 2 overtimes is a little silly, as we all know. But for him to actually run that one in was, I don't know how he did that, but he somehow got in there. But now Texas Tech, anyway, they opened up pick. They're 2.5 or 3 in that game at home. Arizona State at Oklahoma State. Cowboys opened up 10. 58.5, now around 12, 54.5 in this game. Yeah, again, shop around, you see an 11 out there. But they were impressive. On offense, the defense, though, again, they gave up 44 last week.
Boy, does Knowles know what he's doing or what? My God, that didn't look like the same Ohio State team from last year defensively. They were all over Notre Dame. Notre Dame had no room to run. They completely shut down the tight ends of stud. I might take him top 10.
He's tremendous.
Mayor over there. But no room to run. Great job defensively. And now you saw what happened with him leaving now as Central Michigan scored 44 on him. But Arizona State in disarray. I think this should be, you know, Gundy. You like that you can win a game and you can still yell at your team.
Yep.
And that's what Gundy can do this week.
Two more here quickly. Hawaii plays at Michigan. Oh, boy. Yeah. And the Wolverines are like a fringe top 10 team. They opened up 46-point favorites this week, total of 65.5. They are now laying 50 at one book. Here at Circa, they're laying 52. Michigan's laying 52 points this weekend against Hawaii. Now, I will say that Hawaii, again, in that game against Western Kentucky, they got blown out. They had 6 turnovers.
Yep.
They almost matched Western Kentucky like in yards and first downs, but 5 INTs and 6 total for the game. Yikes.
The kid had 4. Then 4 or 5,
yeah,
the one kid they pulled.
The 4 to 5, yep.
There's the one move that got there from 7 up to 17 and no sweat. But this is with the quarterback battle, too. I mean, Harbaugh, rub your nose in it as well. I mean, that had no business. That Michigan-Colorado State game had no business going under. Little help? Colorado State, little help?
Yep.
Nope, can't do it.
Yep.
But that's...
So
what's the team total? 7? 7.5 for Hawaii? That's got to be...
They going to score?
I know. Look at it. Look at the total and look what they're laying.
Mm-hmm.
51, 52, and 64, whatever.
Well, McNamara, the quarterback for Michigan, said, quote, "I definitely would say it's pretty unusual about the quarterback. I don't think they're big fans of it. I don't blame them.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And this is another game that I bet quickly. Air Force plays Colorado. I bet Air Force minus 14. They're up to 18 now against Colorado. Right.
There'll be a lot of this today. Like, what happened to this program or how bad is it? But this...
That's a step.
What an environment. That's another one. And it just cleared right out after what happened in the third quarter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Up next, I don't want to overreact, but why would college football continue to do this when the alternative is so much better?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
NFL Guide is out. It's football season. Time to make money. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football seasons. We preview every team. Win totals, division finishes, player awards. Everyone picks their Super Bowl winner. Peter King's on tomorrow. He's picked the Super Bowl winner 4 years in a row. How about that? Sign up early for a discounted $175. You'll get both guides and full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month. VSiN.com/subscribe.
4 years in a row for PK?
4 years in a row. Had the exacta 4 years ago with New England over the Rams. Last year had the Rams beating the Bills. Should have got that one right, too.
Wow. Okay.
It's on a roll.
All right. Here we go. Segment called, I Don't Want to Overreact, But. And my first one is, Stetson Bennett looked tremendous. There is a path here. This guy is alive to get in the Heisman conversation, believe it or not. And after one game, I can't believe I'm saying it, based on what happened last year, Who was Kirby Smart going to play at quarterback? Then he wins a national championship. The defense is all-timer. But that offense was, cooking the entire game. Again, the design overall with the passing plays, it was tremendous for Georgia. And then when you look at their schedule, they have a couple of tricky spots, but they get Samford this week.
Who's the tricky spot?
I'll get to that. Okay. I'll get to that. At South Carolina... Kent State. How about Kent State, by the way? Washington, Oklahoma, and Georgia in the non-con. They're at Missouri. They get Auburn. They play Vandy. Then there's the bye. What are they going to look like after those first 7-8 games? The point differential is going to be like 320 to 35.
Yeah.
But after the bye, they get Florida and Tennessee. Both games are at home. I think the Tennessee game can be pretty good.
Florida game neutral.
Neutral. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
At Miss State?
Yeah.
At Kentucky? Georgia Tech?
Yeah. They won't punt against Tennessee.
Yeah, probably not. So, it looks like there is a, to go 12-0 here and make the SEC title game is, come on.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding here? Definitely possible. And I think, again, our producer Dustin has him at 100-1. We poo-pooed him. We laughed at him when he brought it up a couple weeks ago. Like, come on. Go use it as kindling if you'd like. It's not going to cash.
He was great.
But this is Kirby Smart, the Georgia head coach, talking about the pass-happy offense after the Oregon game.
I don't know. I mean, you take what the defense gives you, right? And if they're willing to give you a chance to make those plays and throw the ball around, I mean, we think Stetson does it well. We think we got good skill players. Scoring points is the name of the game. So we want people that want to come play in this offense. And I think when you watch what they did today, if you're watching from home, you're saying, man, I'd love to play in that offense.
Yep, there you go. Very good. Look tremendous.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to overreact, but USC scored 60-plus points for the first time since 2013. The school's, not to beat a dead horse here, but the school's decision to hire Clay Helton and then keep him for as long as they actually did is an all-time head-scratcher. I mean, we said that over and over and over again on this show, on this network, repeatedly, like, what are you doing with this guy? And the day they announced the Clay Helton hire, like, you're wasting precious time here with, you don't hire a guy like Clay Helton for a spot like USC. You just don't do it. And I was talking to my buddy who was in town watching college football with me all weekend long. We talk about other schools, right? And who they, you know, like when Texas hired Charlie Strong, huge reach. When Oregon settled for Mark Helfrich.
Yeah.
Although they made another national title game, that was with Chip Kelly's players. Like that dude should not be he shouldn't be nowhere near the Oregon head coaching job. And he was. Sometimes it's really easy to spot.
Yeah. Certain programs shouldn't promote from within. Especially when you can have anyone you want.
Yep. I don't want to overreact, but based on what I just said with USC, Brett Venables might be an upgraded coach for Oklahoma. UTEP had 28 yards rushing. OU was balanced across the board. Passing, running, good defense. And that's what you need to see from this program is like maybe 1 year in, Venables, who's a defensive guy, can completely flip what we've known with the Sooners for so long. And I don't want to overreact, but we need to please stop again with the neutral site games. The game in the Swamp on Saturday night was just fantastic. Utah and Florida. And again, still having a tough time processing how Utah actually lost that game. At the end with Rising and again, give that kid credit for making the INT, but that pass was just so bizarre. And that was so much fun to watch. I did not want the game to end. I wanted like five overtimes with the stupid 2-point stuff to be in that game. And then the Richardson steam on him. I think he's down to like 18-1 to win the Heisman at some spots.
I can see that. Sure.
Yeah.
Good. All right. I don't want to overreact, but the playoff, the new and improved playoff, is the best thing ever to happen to college football. Quarterfinal games on campus sites. We talked about that Friday. Amen. Job number one. Number two, it spreads out the talent. What's the problem right now? There's only four great programs. All these kids are going to four schools because guess what? If you come here, you'll make the playoff and you can win a national title. Now, 12 teams have a ticket to the dance, and it opens it up to spread out the talent where everyone has a chance now. And also, it's finally going to happen. The SEC is going to have to play in cold or a blizzard. That is finally on the table, that a Georgia or somebody might have to go to Ohio State in January. It's never happened. It's about time.
I can't wait to see this.
Yes. It's ridiculous. It's taken this solo. But it's a game changer if the SEC has to play in cold. And this is what it would look like last year. How good is that? The 8-9 game would have been Ole Miss at home against Oklahoma State. Notre Dame would have been at home to Utah. Georgia would have been at home to Pitt in the 5-12. And Ohio State would have hosted Michigan State in the 10-7. And then you see the 1, 2, 3, and 4 would have buys, which they wanted to do, why they decided to go to 12. I thought they couldn't do this with the TV contract.
Yeah,
they might push this through in 2024.
Sure.
And Hancock is saying the exact opposite now, after what he was paid to lie for all these years about the regular season is so important.
Right.
We can't do it. And now he's saying the exact opposite.
Remember, the same guy and the same people were stressing how important the BCS was? And how great that formula setup was for everybody to take in? Sure it was. The fact that we haven't had a college football playoff for the last 40 years is absolutely despicable. Yeah.
Now you're finally like every other sport now.
Yeah. I would argue that before the actual playoff started, in 2014, every single champion's been a mythical champ.
Yeah.
How they determined them.
Most important point, spread out the talent. You can't have all these kids going to the same schools. NLI will change it too with USC and hopefully Miami. But I don't want to overreact, but the SEC is going to win another title. Georgia lost all those guys on defense, and that Bennett was great, but how about the defense? Oregon scores 3 points, and then Alabama just total domination against Utah State. And the other thing, I agree with Brad Powers on this. He's a good coach. But sometimes in these big games, Ryan Day loses his mind.
Oh, yeah.
What's with the play calling?
Yeah.
You can run the ball, you know.
I would absolutely agree with that.
Get pass happy and get run the ball, punish them. Play tough Big Ten football. Day loses his mind too many times.
I think he was frustrated that the passing offense could not get it going.
Yeah. So well, there's like, injury stuff, but that's right. They were gashing him on the ground. Stay with that. Tire him out. Come on. Plus, you also don't want to wear your defense out, too. And one more, I don't want to overreact, but Rutgers might have had the worst possession in the history of college football. Rutgers had first and goal, and they had to punt. Did you see that?
I missed that, actually.
Yeah. OPI, holding, false start, sack.
Wow. Yeah.
First and goal, they had to punt. It's impossible.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
How'd that happen?
Yep. Yep.
And I know we'll get to, maybe Hawaii could give Temple a game. I don't want to overreact, but Temple is bottom three in college football. Temple got blitzed by Duke, 30-0. Duke went 3-9 and 2-9 the last 2 years. 3 years ago, they went 5-7.
Yeah.
Never in the game? What has happened since they lost Rule? Oh,
yep. I mean,
he had them cooking. At least they would win 8-9 games. I mean, they are awful.
Okay, so if Hawaii's catching 52 this weekend against Michigan, what are they getting against Alabama? 70? I don't think the book would make it that high, but I'll piggyback your thought on the SEC winning another title with this. I don't want to overreact, but I thought this coming into the season anyway, the SEC might be the best it's ever been this year. Because not only do you have those two teams at the top, but I'm talking like the depth now, because Florida appears to be rock solid.
Tennessee
is good for them. They finally found their guy the way it appears with Heupel. They can play.
Is Mississippi State one of the, are they going to go 6-6? I mean, if that's a 6-6 team.
Yeah.
Destroyed
but,
Memphis.
But look at the difference between the top of the Pac-12 and a team like Oregon playing the top of the SEC. Folks, I mean, it's just, it's a Grand Canyon size gap.
Yeah, but that they weren't number 11. Again, no, they might lose six games. So that's the other thing. We don't know how good they are.
Yeah, the Bo Nix special was alive and well in the first half of that game.
Yes.
A little bit too well, I think.
Great performance, though, by the conference.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
I think the only team that didn't cover going into last night was Ole Miss. And Troy got the money.
That's right.
But there's still nothing wrong with that one. I think Troy will be feisty this year.
Yeah, by the way, another under for Ole Miss.
Uh-huh.
Going back to last year.
Yes.
How that completely flipped. And I know that total came down big. I think, four and a half points, if I recall correctly, with that game on the opener. So, all right, FTM for your feedback here. FTM at vsin.com is the email. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Also on Twitter at vsinlive, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Up next, a bigger recap with all of the betting implications from the weekend. Win some, lose some. Line moves, middles, upsets, all coming at you here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Oh, mamas, there are a lot to cover in a recap. And we cover it all. How about Houston Baptist Moneyline, plus 575, beat Northern Colorado, 46-34. Delaware, 4-1 on the money line. Beat Navy. 7 points, Navy?
How about that?
13-point favorite. Lost at home, 14-7. Chris Andrews at the South Point puts us up every week. Most points scored. No extra games, no FCS. USC cashes, 8-1. Old Dominion money line, plus 210. They got him again.
I know it.
They got him again. Right? Disaster for Vautech. They got robbed while the game was going on. They lose another game to Old Dominion. The wide receiver knocks out a fan, which was he should be suspended what he did.
No question.
When they stormed the field. And the Wells kid can't play. The transferred quarterback from Marshall. That's another one. Liverpool draw plus 450. 0-0 against Everton. Man City draw 5-1. 1-1 against Aston Villa. UFC, Gane, round 3, 8-1. Kapilov, round 3, 15-1. Quinones, knockout plus 550 to win in round 1, 8-1. Friday, MLB favorites went 12-3. Home favorites 9-1. Saturday, MLB favorites went 11-3. Saturday, Corbin beat Scherzer. He was plus 330. I saw the Mets as high as 450. Then he lost again yesterday. The Nats plus 260. Got him again.
That lead is down to one, Paul.
It is. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends. You'll love these videos. Look at this. The dog cut a hole in the window screen, escapes to the roof. The neighbor took this shot. The owner never knew because when they come home, the dog's always home. But he lets his like he goes to escape. Look at that. He's out there on the roof hanging out. He cut a hole and just likes to walk around and catch some rays. That's from the neighbor who captured that. What a shot.
He's the neighborhood sheriff.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. I've never heard of anything like this before.
Yeah, that is bizarre. Good for him. Our buddy Chris Lee sent this in. Works at Copper Keg in town. They get a lot of play over there. But look at this. Aces and a kicker for $40,000. The person holds just the ace. Ace, 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 four. Here's the feeling good all the time. Man. Look at that. That ever happened to you? Come
no,
on.
God, no, come on.
You hold one and you get three? It's like holding one on getting a Royo with cheese.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Super waiter. Go to the video here. This is great. You want to see this video? Come on now. He's just showing off, but still impressive. How many plates? What does he have? How many on his tray?
There's
over 20?
I'd say those are 15 minimum.
Looks like a Mexican place, too. So that's, yeah, that's the plate stacked. And he's got it.
Well, and here's the deal. As this video keeps going, you're like, okay, well, he's going to take him out to like one of these rooms that's close, right?
Right. Down steps.
This video goes on for like
should be like an Olympic event. Can you do this? Oh my God, he's still going.
Yeah, how big is the restaurant?
Oh,
I mean, pass another group of people. And here's another area for the buffet. Nope, he's got to go by them.
Four flights of stairs and counting.
He's also carrying like the,
what's he going to set on? He's going to set it on.
Sure.
To rest it. And finally, okay, hey, here you go. I got all your food. Bam.
God,
what a performance.
Now, does he do this like all night every time? Because like the left wrist, how does that take it?
Yeah, there you go. Mexican place.
That has to be 15, 20 plates. Easy.
Yep. Great job. Great job, guys. Lose some. Michigan, Colorado State over. 57.5 up to 61. No help from Colorado State. Come on. Here's the game you were talking about. Texas State plus 10.5 to a 2-point favorite. At least the total got there. But 38-14, Nevada. Miami, Ohio, from 20 down to 15. The over 49.5 up to 55. 37-13, Kentucky. Illinois, from 3 down to pick. Lost by 3. TCU, Colorado, over 54.5, up to 59.5, 38-13. Utah, +1, went off a 2.5-point favorite, lost by 3. Texas A&M, from 30 up to 36, won 31-0. Florida Atlantic, from 1 up to 6, they got beat by Ohio. Tulsa, from 1 up to 6, lost to Wyoming and gave up 40 points.
Evidently, that game was also very crazy at the end.
Yeah.
I did not watch that one. I don't know if it was on TV or not, but yeah, I had FAU minus 2.5 in that game, up to 6. No
bad,
good.
Bad job with the schedule. Oh, everything was happening at 12:30. The early games were great, and then all the good games were at 12:30 Pacific. Yeah,
absolutely, yes.
Nebraska, North Dakota, over 51.5 up to 62. Fell 55. People won were early. But got there.
Misleading score.
Yeah, absolutely. Navy, Delaware, over 42 up to 49. Not even close. Liberty, Southern, Miss, under 55.5 down to 49. 29-27. Bowling Green, from 31 down to 24. 45-17 UCLA. Buckeyes, 14 up to 17. I thought the cover was coming. I thought they were going to get there. That would have been a vicious beat. App State, +3.5, went off a 3-point favorite. Lost by 2.
Well, I mean, depending on what you got in that game, absolute bedlam. And because that was all over the map, as you just documented, right? 3.5 all the way to 3. They hit several chances to win that game outright.
I had North Carolina second half. I shut it off. I go, what the hell happened? I'm back, and then you see the score.
Yeah.
Bad for the books. Louisville under, 59.5 down to 55. Western Kentucky, from 7.5 up to 17. That got there. Routed Hawaii. TCU, from 9 up to 14, won by 25. Duke, as I mentioned, 6.5 up to 9.5. Shut out Temple, 30-0. Kansas over, 55 up to 62. 56-10. Vatek under, 52.5 down to 48.5. 20-17, Old Dominion. UTEP, from 40 down to 31. 45-13, Oklahoma. Oregon State, Boise State under, 63 down to 55. 34-17. Texas Tech, Murray State over, 57 up to 64, 63-10. Lafayette's on a sick under run too, going back the last couple years. 66.5 down to 60, 24-7. NC State, East Carolina under, 58.5 down to 51, 21-20. Austin Peay, Presbyterian under, 72 down to 62, 63-0. BC under, 52 down to 47 against Rutgers, 22-21. Alabama, 31 up to 43, 55 rip. Troy and under, 24.5 down to 21, 64.5 down to 56.5, 28-10 Ole Miss. Mississippi State, from 8 up to 17, beat Memphis by 26. South Dakota State Jackrabbits, from 14 down to 10.5, lost 7-3. What's the first team? How do you like? How do you score 7 without scoring a touchdown?
First time since, I think, 2000. I can't believe that's happened before. I know, exactly.
Two safeties?
But here's the thing, right? Give credit to those Dakota schools.
Yeah.
That one and also the Nebraska game.
SMU, North Texas under, 71 down to 66, 48-10. Bad beats. Will there be a no-hitter Saturday? Yes, 15-1. 2 outs in the 9th for Cease. Ah, and he gives up the base hit. Oh, that's a tough beat. Mm-hmm. I thought he had it. He was locked in. And he's right there with Verlander now with the Cy Young odds. Saturday, Mets Nationals under 7.5. 1-1 in the 8th, 7-1 final. Houston, Texas San Antonio under. It opened 58, it closed 62, but the field goal's at the end. And it looked like Houston was going to win. San Antonio ties it, and you get 37-35 in triple overtime. Georgia, Oregon over. 51 up to 54.5. 49-3. It's 42-3 with 5 minutes in the third quarter. Totally died. Like Alabama, Utah State, 62.5. 55 rip in the third quarter. Early third quarter. That was the final. And yesterday, Braves, Marlins under 7. 4-0 in the 8th, 4-1 in the bottom of the 8th. And the Braves erupt and get a 4 spot. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Great job. There you go. Full weekend recap from Win Some, Lose Some. Here you go. Time for the pro tip of this hour. Every hour available for subscribers only at vsin.com. We're going to go with Stetson Bennett. For those of you who bet him before the Oregon game in the summertime at some point, I know 100-1 was out there, but Bennett is live for the Heisman Trophy. Now he's down to 25-1. Shop around, maybe a little bit better than that some spots. Very easy, manageable schedule, and that team is just loaded to the gills again this year. That was our pro tip for the hour. We do it every hour here on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day, and they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. A lot of games there. The line moves, some of the bad beats, the big upsets.
Yes. Games up all summer. Several places doing their own openers all over. And crazy differences with the numbers.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
The first hour here, boy, zip by. Of Follow the Money brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Again, that code is 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Former longtime NFL executive and current VSiN host Michael Lombardi is going to join the program coming up next. What is his level of concern over this latest report with Matthew Stafford and the elbow? And his most confident week one survivor pick is which team? We'll ask him that coming up next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.